Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted and privileged to welcome a very, very accomplished professional from Melbourne, Australia, V. Haslam. We welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be
Thank you. V is the founder of Heartful Leadership. She's the Leadership Transformation Coach, and she's the Deputy Chair of the Australian Transformation and Turnaround Association. So V, before we start talking coaching, tell me a little bit about your own journey.
My own journey. So I am an Australian-born Chinese. My parents are first migrants to Australia, and my father came out to study at university. So, yes, and I look at their path as a very big part of my own sort of ancestral and generational sort of story. And I see a lot of courage in terms of their choice to come out here at that time. When I was about 27, I was in a study experience, and one of the exercises that we were prompted to share was a drawing of our lifeline. And as we were sitting there for we were there for a week in this this learning module, and it was a residential. And as I was driving there, it was the first learning module and the introduction to the program. And as I was driving there, I was really excited about the prospect of learning more about myself and becoming a better leader. And on the third day, as I was contemplating what this exercise was really bringing up for me, I found myself in uncontrollable tears on the beach, this beautiful setting for where we were studying together. And I completely was unable to make sense of what was going on for myself. Something that seemed quite simple on the surface in terms of sharing my lifeline, my story, you know, who are you, became a very confronting task. And so, and the reason being, Ashutosh, was that the I learned this in hindsight, many things we see in the rear vision mirror. What happened was the program was like a change, sort of change program. So a lot of it was about self-awareness, and it was deliberately designed where they removed all the known structures, and we were left in a very a heightened state of vulnerability because we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know how to place ourselves. For me, that absolutely brought up a who am I? And I didn't know who I was. I fell apart during that experience. And the what it gave me was which is sort of connected now into the question that you asked, you know, a little bit about me is that I spent 2 years in that space being unable to share my authentic voice because I didn't know who I was. I had identified myself with so many of my roles, my role as the oldest child, my role as the partner in my relationship, my role as an employee, and the role that I held in my work, which was a project director at the time. Lots of known roles, which were who V thought she was, but when they were removed and I had no structures to place myself in, I was absolutely left bare, not knowing who I was. And that was where I struggled to find my voice. So for 2 years, I spent this really very chaotic time emotionally, feeling like I had like an elephant sitting on my lap in the room and I could not speak. There were 20 or so of us, and a lot of the way in which we worked together was really working with emerging information mm-hmm. in the system, so mm-hmm. in the group dynamics
right.
and all that sort of thing, which I really love now. Mm-hmm. But at that time, I fell apart because I could not grab anything. I couldn't get the, I didn't know, you know, what it meant for me. And so that led me into a curiosity around the unspoken, you know, how it is that much of the time, particularly in our corporate paradigm, we spend a lot of our interactions in our workplaces around task and around doing the, you know, the performance that we can see above the surface. And a lot of the time, what is sitting underneath it with that beautiful stereotypical iceberg
correct.
Is what it means to be human together in these spaces. And a lot of that is about how we feel, the patterns that have emerged in our systems, our behaviors and what that means, a lot of the history and connection. And ultimately, I see it, Ashutosh, as being connected into a foundation of either fear or love. And so those couple of years were very formative for me in my work mission. And really around, I think it's given me a greater level of empathy for what it can feel like when we're unable to fully express ourselves and what it really means when we can be more self-expressed in our workplace systems in terms of bringing out our unique gifts and talents and sharing that with each other, which is ultimately what my mission has currently evolved into, is where we have a corporate paradigm where we share our unique gifts and talents so that we can co-create a better world. Yeah.
How interesting. Thank you for sharing so much details about your own self and the journey, you know, with all of us here. So let's now move and talk a little bit about the work that you're doing as a coach. Let me start by asking you that after a great corporate career, what inspired you to become a leadership coach?
Again, I would have to say that my passion is around human connection. And it really is about enabling our best selves for both performance, but also for our own well-being. Because I really do see that I have a very spiritual kind of relationship with my own being in the world.
Right.
And I see that our workplaces are another setting that we have often labeled, you know, work as being separate to our personal life. But I see that it's all part of our soul's journey and growth. And that we all are here to contribute to the whole. So that part of it is really the driving motivation for me. It emerged, I think, Ashutosh, in a lot of it was not planned on my part. I think I was very blessed in that I was given lots of different opportunities in my work roles when I was within an organization.
Right.
And then when I decided to come out on my own a few years ago, that again kind of felt like quite a natural next step. I had the blessing of some clients kind of lined up at that time, and it seemed to be a fairly natural progression. And then we had the pandemic experience that the whole world has experienced in its own way.
Correct.
And that has been a very challenging time, I would have to say, as I've had to, you know, learn how to deliver online.
Correct.
Which At the start, I had some really, you know, awkward kind of uncomfortable moments around that. I had a session where I was running some cultural work with a team in Brisbane, and half of the team were sort of sitting away from a camera, and so I was sort of looking at their their backs, and I felt completely thrown by the inability to connect into the, you know, the energy in the space. So that was a massive learning, accelerated learning, you know, for me about being able to continue to deliver and serve when the face-to-face contact was much more limited. We were in Melbourne, was the city that underwent the greatest lockdowns, I think, in the world. Not to mention, of course, all the other things that, you know, the pandemic experience has held for many of us. So, but the leadership coaching, I think, has evolved in some ways organically through my interest and this deep sort of wanting of self-inquiry and supporting each other in our human experience.
Fascinating. Great response. Thank you. My next question, V, is how has your background, in the corporate world, and you narrated an amazing story which helped you discover yourself. How has your background supported your coaching philosophy, your style, and your values?
Interesting. Oh, so I'm drawn straight back to my childhood, actually. And again, that sort of the expectations, I think, that I felt, and the want, the desire to belong. You know, I think that it's a very fairly common kind of human need and experience. But as I was growing up in Australia, at the time that I was growing up, there weren't as many Chinese children at my school, for example. And I remember really feeling like part of me kind of wanted to push away the Chinese aspects of my culture for quite some time. I think I sort of rebelled against that for a while. Now what I feel is that as I have kind of moved through, you know, as we do our life experiences, what I really feel in it is that there is such, there are layers of, even in terms of belief systems, like my parents are Buddhist, and I never appreciated really what that meant other than some of the rituals I would see on the surface. And now I'm finding myself naturally exploring some of the, you know, philosophy and really embodying some of what resonates for me in a way that doesn't necessarily carry a label like that, but I'm seeing the threads, you know, and I'm seeing that my dad, he's also an entrepreneur. He stepped out on his own after spending, like, I think about 25 years in one place, and then came out when he was in his 50s, and has been very successful in his own business, where it's like he's in his 80s and it's and he's going on a business trip in about a week's time, and so that all of those threads, I think, do really feed into the way into the makeup of who I am, some of which is that I can see, and other parts, I think, are sort of, they're just innately sort of in my veins, so to speak, and And at times I get different glimpses of it, and other times they just are there and I can't actually, you know,
Fascinating, fascinating. Yeah, our next question, V, for you is that, you know, most of us have people who influence us, who shape us. Now, as a coach, my question to you is, how have you been shaped by people in your life, and how are they influencing you as a coach today?
People have influenced. There are many. Yes, there are. And I think that I almost see that someone can seemingly be in my life experience for a very fleeting moment, come in and out, but have a profound impact. I would have to say, if I really had to look at it, I'd probably say that other than my parents, who have obviously had a deep, profound impact. My children have also had a massive, they're my greatest teachers, I would say. In terms of from a professional perspective, I had an amazing manager who was the reason why I went and sat in that program where I fell apart, because he was, to me at that time, he was the best people manager I had ever experienced. I worked for him directly for a very short period of time because I was offered another role. He expressed his honest, perspective around, he thought that that role might be a bit sort of uncertain in the way that it was a brand new role for the organization. The project had never been done before, and it was something that was one of the key initiatives of the head of the organization at the time. And he expressed his honest views in that he was a bit concerned. He was concerned for me. I decided that I would give it a go. And he was fully supportive of me right through. This project was a major event, and he came, sat in the stand alongside my parents, cheering me on the night. So he was pivotal, I think, for much of what it, and he's still a good friend today, which is just such a blessing. And then I would say, you know, there are many healers that have come into my path that range from psychologists right through to very, you know, very unusual, perhaps different modalities of healing. But the, you know, a big part of my journey has been around exploring mindfulness and, you know, and wellness in that sort of holistic way. And so there have been many teachers that I've been blessed with.
Fascinating. So we have time for two more questions. My next question is on culture, you know, and you are in a very, very multicultural country now. And your roots are also in a very multicultural country, very similar to what India is or China is. As a coach, you know, we all come across coaches who are from different cultures. And that culture could be for us as human beings, it could include the society that we are in, it could be the company that we are working with. So my question is, how does culture impact coaching?
Yes, that is very interesting. Culture, I think it's also, to me, it's about our own sense of emerging identity within the many, many interconnected systems that we're part of. So, yes, culture is absolutely part of that. And I think that in many ways I feel that the coaching space to me is about having an intentional, focused attention on the person that is in that space with me as my client, but also holding a container, holding the human space container with them so that it is free of judgment and it's filled with curiosity and compassion and courage. Because often when we're looking and exploring our own sense making, whether it's about our identity in relation to our cultural heritage or it's in relation to the culture in our workplace, there are moments when our own more shadow aspects will emerge, and it's a very natural part of being human. There's no right or wrong, I think, in terms of how we sense make around that.
Right.
I think it's more about awareness and holding a curious inquiry around it as to what does that mean. Because the other thing I find in the coaching space, which I really am, you know, I feel like it's a privileged space to share, is that as we are sense making individually and together, you know, there are many moments where we might see something that we never knew was really there, and then all of a sudden our connection to our own story shifts a little bit, and it shifts a little bit. And so it's like a process of discovery, I think. And to me, whatever cultural background we have, whatever our relationship is with our family systems, our workplace systems, it's all like a big playground of insight and data that we can consider when we are really making sense of who we are, how we relate, you know, and how it is that we can contribute.
Correct. Yeah. Well said. Great response. And my last question, Viu, now for you, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. You've had such an amazing journey as a professional. Your parents, you told me, are immigrants, came from China. You've discovered so many different things about yourself. You also spoke a little bit about Buddhism. What would you say are three lessons you would want our viewers and listeners to take away from your own journey, your learnings, and from our conversation?
I feel that even the blessing of sharing this space with you, Ashutosh, is one lesson. I think it's that that we are all connected, and that circumstances can bring amazing opportunities into our shared human kind of evolution, like together.
Correct.
And so I would not have envisaged or imagined that I would be talking to you right now from Correct. The other side of the world. Correct. But it's such a blessing. So that's one lesson. Another lesson I feel for me is that as we continue to navigate the unfolding pandemic experience, because it's still, there are many things that are still sitting there, is that we have the opportunity to continue to practice seeing ourselves in each other.
Yeah.
So there is it's a very empowering place to be when we can really share that
Correct.
The foundational human experience together.
Mm.
And the third is that, you know, I believe that we are here perfectly placed at this moment to contribute our unique gifts to the world.
Correct.
That we can co-create the world that we want to be part of, and that the pathway for each of us will look different. There will be challenges, there will be big mountains to climb that literally we think we cannot, we do not have it in us anymore. But we are definitely not alone. And the more that we're willing to share that authentic, vulnerable human experience together, I think we can completely open up, a thriving and abundant future together.
Fantastic. And on that note, we and your three amazing lessons, we are all connected. I think, as they say, the universe conspires to bring people together. The second one you said was that we all have an opportunity to see ourselves in each other. And the third one you said was that we have the capability to contribute our unique gifts to the world. Thank you so much for speaking to me about your own journey, about so many different aspects of your mission to co-create a new kind of corporate paradigm. Thank you for talking to me about different aspects of coaching. And finally, thank you for speaking to me. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Ashutosh. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.